Terry, I'm just curious now that you brought that up, and I think that's what I agree with you, and I think that's why he was able to really capture the moment, whether he was calling a game or if he was reporting that gift that you shared. But I'm curious. I know it's kind of taboo, but in your field, the play-by-play part, you don't really hear play-by-play announcers talking about one another, at least, you know, complimenting or in print. But I never really heard. What were your thoughts of Rory as a play-by-play announcer?
Well, I think I kind of mentioned it in what I had just said, but
right.
He had a knack, especially for the moments, and the moments of games are the big plays. You know, in baseball, maybe the final out, especially when your team wins the game. You know, I can remember two seasons ago when Frankie Rodriguez had his incredible run, setting the all-time saves mark, and you know, Rory had a chance to really give the last strike or the final out of every one of them, closing up the broadcast, obviously in the ninth inning when most of those games would end. He was always able to seize the moment, and that's a trait as a broadcaster. When you see someone able to do that, you admire that. And you know, I can just think back that you know, in my role, more as the sidekick or maybe the secondary announcer or whatever you want to say, you know, I didn't get a chance to do very many ninth innings. But what I can say is whenever I had a chance to do a big call in a game, whether it was, you know, a third-inning home run or a seventh-inning great catch or something like that, and I had a chance to announce that, and if I did what, you know, might have been termed a good job of it, Rory was always there to compliment me, you know, off air, and say, hey, you know, that was a really good call. So, you know, you really appreciate hearing things like that. You know, fellow broadcasters, just like fellow players or fellow doctors or fellow lawyers, you always like to get compliments from your peers. And, you know, he would do that, and he didn't have to do that, and I know I always appreciated when he did that for me.
Hey, Terry, can I ask you one last thing before we let you go?
Sure.
I'd always kind of wondered this. I'm curious, can you take us back, you know, to 02 when you were in the process, when you guys got hired, and how that all went down and how it started and what it was like when you guys started working together and, you know, some of those early days?
Right. Well, you know, the thing was that when we got paired together before the 02 season, we were total strangers. And then all of a sudden you're thrust in a situation, not that we weren't eager for it, but you're thrust in a situation where all of a sudden you're working hand in hand, you know, just a few feet apart from each other. And, you know, you guys are supposed to, paint the picture, and you're supposed to portray you know, the fact that you like each other and there's great camaraderie, and that just doesn't happen right away. I mean, I think you probably have to earn each other's respect. You have to be comfortable with your partner, you know, in a work situation, no matter what type of work situation it is. And so those things take a little bit of time. You know, the one thing, and you know, I've told this to some people today, and I've talked to a lot of people today. I think I'm tired of holding the phone up to my ear, but I don't have any problem talking about a person who is a dear friend and a great partner. But the one thing that comes to mind at the very beginning of the 2002 season was when we had to do our first spring training game, and that was down in Tempe. And so, you know, those games are played in the early afternoon hour, and we were both at the ballpark that morning getting ready for our first game together. And so, you know, naturally, in a broadcast situation, one of the first things you're going to try and do for your broadcast is to get the lineups for the two teams. And I don't remember who the Angels were playing that day, but I had my lineup cards made that I've always used in the past, and I thought, well, just because I'm with the Angels now and I have a major league job, I'm not going to change it. I'm going to use the same ones I'm comfortable with. And so when I was up in the booth pulling out my briefcase and getting my score sheets out, Rory looked over, and again, you know, we still didn't really know each other very well, and he said to me, "Is that your score sheet?" I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "You mind if I take a look at it?" And I said, "No, sure, take a look." And so he was just kind of looking at it, and everybody's got their own type of score sheet that they use for baseball. And he said, "I kind of like that." And then he said to me, "Do you mind if I go make a copy of it?" So then I said to him, "What, you don't have a score sheet?" And he goes, "No." He goes, "But I'd like to use this one if you don't mind." I said, "Hey, it's all yours. Go make as many copies as you want." And you know, that just kind of amazed me. But that's the way he was. I mean, he wasn't a guy that had a whole lot of stuff written down on his score sheet. He had an incredible memory. And I always told him that and complimented him on that. And, I might have like a million things written down on my score sheet, Big Z. I know you've seen them before. And then Rory would have the same exact score sheet. And, all he would basically have written on his were the names of the players. And you wouldn't see a single stat on it. But that's not to say that he wasn't aware of their stats or didn't know where to get them if he wanted to use one on the broadcast. He was very unique in that way. And again, there's not a right way or a wrong way to do a broadcast. It's just the most comfortable way, and that's the way he was most comfortable doing it.
Terry, thank you for the time. Thanks for sharing that, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on tonight.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon. Terry Smith, one of the voices of the Angels. We'll come back to wrap things up right after this. We're remembering Rory on AM 830.